In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. When I was a kid, I wasn't the best behaved, especially in the early school grades. I got bored, and I didn't like it when somebody told me to do something and they didn't say why. I didn't like that at all. So I really knew the principal very well. We used to play checkers. So I used to have to go to the principal's office, because if the teacher didn't explain why, I didn't want to do it. Now, I don't recommend that when you're 7 years old or 8 or 10, but that's a very good attribute to have when you're a Christian. Why do you do the things you do? If you don't know why you do something, then why are you doing it? If you don't know why something is good or bad, then how can you make any judgment about it? I think a lot of people do things not knowing why, not knowing the real core reason why they should be doing it. The gospel today talks about the reason why we do things. Now, it begins simply and imprecisely. It's the golden rule. That actually is not why we do things. But the Lord gives this golden rule as an example, because for some people, at their level of spiritual development, they're just above a two-year-old in terms of their moral development. They will do things perhaps if they think someone will do something for them. And the golden rule is a refinement of that, which is they will do things according to as they wish it would be done to them without regard of what their reward would be. But that's not why we do things. That's a good rule of thumb. If you know something is something that you would like, then it's likely that someone else would like it. If you don't like to be treated unfairly, then of course don't treat other people unfairly. If you know people would want comfort, or you would want comfort in a situation, then you know another person wants comfort. So it's a very good rule of thumb to follow. But it's not the reason why you give someone comfort. It's not the reason why you are kind to someone, or why you hold your tongue, or something else. It's just sort of a guideline of how to live your life. It's a very good one, if we understand it. But it's not why. The reason why is shown at the very end of our Lord's sermon. So he says, love your enemies, do good, lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and you shall be children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father is also merciful. That's why. We were made wonderfully, fearfully and wonderfully. We were made in the image of God to obtain his likeness. No other creature was made in this way, not even the angels. We will know things that the angels fear to look into and don't have the intellect to look into. We were made wonderfully to become like God. It's in our being, it's in our fiber. It's who we are. And so that's the reason. Because of who we are. Because we are children of the highest. What a great privilege it is to be a child of the highest. And then if we are children of the highest, well, that must mean that we have certain characteristics. Because we must be like our Father. And our Father is merciful to the unthankful. He's good to those who are not good. He's kind to the unkind. He's humble in front of the proud. So we should be the same. Not by compulsion, not by legal requirement. It's in your heart. You have to look inside your heart. And if your heart is dark, then you should be somewhat frightened, and you should find a way to make your heart lighter. You make your heart lighter by becoming kind, by becoming good to others. Maybe you have sins that you can't get rid of, maybe even shameful things that you don't even want to speak of. Those are not such a concern if you have kindness in your heart. And this kindness is because you are a child of the Most High. Not kindness because you think you should be kind. No. We're not kind because we think we should be kind. We're not merciful to the unmerciful because we think we should be merciful. We are merciful to the unmerciful because our Father is merciful to the unmerciful. It's very simple, but it's also very hard because most people don't understand this. Most people kind of have rules in life. And we see this from the beginning when a child is very young. When a child is very young, if they want something, they think that's good. Their desire is good. Whether or not somebody else doesn't like it has nothing to do with whether or not it is good to them. So they take, right? You've seen probably this funny little thing that's in offices sometimes, the rules of a toddler. Well, a toddler is like a little maniac. He wants exactly what he wants. But then he learns that if he shares, he gets what he wants also, and he might even get more. So the first thing is a person says, I want anything I want. And then a person says, I share, or I am good because of reward. So the Lord covers this. What good is it to give to those who give to you, to lend to those who would give back? That's not helping you. That's not what your Father does. But that is a progression. And it's good to do that. I'm glad if people are good to one another to receive good again. I'm glad if they do that. Then the golden rule is the next step. And a lot of people don't even make it here. And that is you do good to people because you know that's what you would want to have done to you. But it has nothing to do with whether or not you're rewarded or you gain favor or there's any advantage for you whatsoever. It is only because you know that this is what you would like, and so you surmise that that's what another person would like. That's the golden rule. It's a good rule to follow, but you must follow it for this reason, because you are a child of the highest. If people were aware of who they are, they would not sin so much. Now there are sins of the flesh and sins of desire that are difficult for us, especially when people are younger and people get in difficulties. They're very difficult, these sins of the flesh, these sins of the weakness of the flesh. But most of our sins are not sins so much of the weakness of our flesh. They are sins of our will. They are sins of our kindness or lack thereof. They are sins of our ego, of our pride, of our vanity, of our putting ourselves first. And those things are abhorrent to God because they are not like Him at all. Did you wonder why the Lord said the prostitutes and the tax collectors are going into heaven before you? Well, of course, they were believing the word and the leaders were not. But there's always layers of meaning in the scriptures, much more than that. The tax collectors and the prostitutes, they were learning to be merciful. They saw someone who loved them, saw personal worth in them, and from that confidence that Jesus had in them and the grace that He gave them, they became kind to others. So they go into the kingdom of heaven before those who held up to a law that they didn't even follow and were not kind to others because they didn't understand that their membership in the household of God was not a legal document. It was not that they were Jews, they were of the tribe of Benjamin or of Levi or something like that. Instead, it is because they are children of the highest, which is a gift given. You know, we are children, but not natural children, right? The natural children we see around here in this temple right now, we are not by nature children of God. God adopts us and makes us His children. And this is a great privilege and honor. Those who truly understand this have done great things in this life. And I'm not talking about something that's memorable, that's written down in our Menologian or in some history. I'm talking about people who have shared kindness, love of God in their heart with others. Not because of a requirement that they thought was imposed upon them, but because that is their inner life. And that's what you should be trying to develop. Our society is full of incredible just selfishness. Full of selfishness. If you look at the political process, this is the political comment I'll make. It's all about selfishness. It's all about just, I want this, I want that, and hating others because the person thinks that they won't get what they want if they get what they want. It's just selfishness. It's two-year-olds that are literally tearing up our society. But we are not two-year-olds. We are children of the highest. We are mature children. We are still children, but we are mature children. So we must live as children of the highest. That's your reason. That's your motivation, if you want to say. And I wouldn't even say to call it motivation is correct. That cheapens it. It is who you are. And you must act as you are. Many times people tell me that they're unhappy or that they cannot feel God or that they don't feel anything when they pray. These are very common problems. And I tell them things like this that I'm telling you now. If we look out to others, if we're kind to others because the kindness is within us, since God is within us, since God is good, God is love, there must be love within us and goodness within us. If we reach out to others, then God will, in a way that cannot be understood, just as when a seed falls in the ground and dies and grows, we don't know how it grows, He will open up our heart so that we can actually maintain and retain the light that He's giving us. Because the light is pouring upon us right now, and the warmth is pouring upon us, and the joy and the pure knowledge is pouring upon us right now. But we are not aware because our hearts are not open enough to be able to maintain, to retain this goodness that is being poured upon us. And the way we open up our hearts is by opening up our lives to other people. Now, it might be in kind, it might be you literally do something for someone, but it also is that you pray for others and that you care for others. That is what opens up your heart and makes you aware that you're a child of the highest. If you're a child of the highest and you're aware of this, you can do anything. Nothing will trouble you. No difficulty in the world will make you despondent. You might have difficulties that are terrible and you might have human emotions, absolutely. But you will not have that deadness in the heart that comes from not knowing that you are a child of the highest. What a great privilege it is to be a child of the highest. If we know this, then we'll be saved. God bless you.